there is one reality in life, and that is death. It is the great equalizer. The rest is a distraction. What have you done to prepare for it? Do you really know where you have come from and to where you are really going? To all who come to see and hear of this documentary, let it be known that our fight is not with any group of people. Our fight is with Satan himself, who has successfully deceived the world into going astray. For it has become ever so evident that most people have no clue not only of who is God, but also who is Satan. This message of truth is a final warning to all people, to the Jewish, the Christian, the Muslim, the Hindu, the Buddhist, and even to the atheist. This is a final warning to all of humanity. If you are like most people in the world, who refuse to search and examine the truth of their religion, from their very own scriptures with a clear mind, then I strongly urge you to turn away now. For this presentation is clearly not for you. It is those with the courage to accept the truth, who have the wisdom and understanding to question the clergy. You will embark on new understanding to the Torah, Gospel, and Quran, which has never been revealed before in the history of humanity, which amazingly matches the true prophecies of Enoch, Idris, and seriously exposes the false teachings of the clergy and the scholars. It is those whose names have been written in the Book of Life before the creation of the world that will come to accept and believe this message.
Welcome to the Church of Everlasting God. For all of you that are joining us for the first time, it is highly recommended you go back and watch the 10-part series that we have produced previously. This will hold you in good stead and understanding of this new series that we are now producing that complements what we have done previously. For all of you that have been there from the beginning of this amazing journey, we welcome you once again. And we hope that you will enjoy this series that is full of explosive information that will tie in the full connection of what we produced in the beginning of the 10-part series. I welcome you all once again, and I hope you all watch, listen, examine, cross-reference everything we have with an open mind, and may the Holy Spirit be with you. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. James 1:5. If anyone lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Matthew 22:29. Jesus replied, "You are in error because you do not know the scriptures nor the power of God." John 5:39. You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me. John 17:3. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Matthew 5:17-18. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Luke 24:44. Then he said to them, "These are the very things I told you about while I was still with you. Everything written about me in the law of Moses, the writings of the prophets and the Psalms had to come true. My dear brothers and sisters, the above five colossal verses that Jesus proclaimed with conviction, most notably that of Luke 24:44, will ultimately prove to be the grand master keys to exposing the falsehood that has and still plagues our world today. We have taken the priceless advice of our teacher and gone in search of the truth that testifies about him and the one true God, which has led us to eternal life. As a former Catholic, I was always told by my parish priest that the Bible was formed from a group of writings put together, but was never ever informed of its sources. In this presentation, we will reveal some of these sources to you and from within the text of the Bible itself. We will be using these damning references from other scriptures to further testify to the truth of the Torah, Bible, Gospel of Christ, which is Barnabas, which we have already produced beyond reasonable doubt in the first 10-part series. Due to the overwhelming new evidence we have discovered from other scriptures, we have had to readjust some of our claims from the previous documentary. We are humans after all, and no matter how much knowledge we acquire, we will never be able to fully comprehend the amazing mind of our one true God. Job 11, verse 7. Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? One thing we make crystal clear from the very beginning, to all who come to see and hear of this documentary, is that our fight is not with anyone, but with the devil, who has successfully deceived the world into going astray. For it has become ever so evident, my dear brothers and sisters, that most of the people have no clue, not only of who God is, but also of who Satan is. If you are like my wife, brother, brothers-in-law, sisters, sisters-in-law, father, uncles, aunties, cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends who utterly refuse to search and examine the truth of their religion in their own books with an open mind, then I strongly urge you to turn away now, for this presentation is clearly not for you. It is those with wisdom and understanding whose names have been written in the book of life before the creation of this world that will come to accept and believe in this message of truth. Having arrived at the clear understanding, our God planned everything from the very beginning in the prophecy of Isaiah 46 verse 10, where he says, I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. There are three words that protrude from the above verse, my dear brothers and sisters, which capture our imagination and drive us to dig deeper in search of their meaning. And they are, from ancient times. When we zoom in on the following two verses of John 8:56, your father Abraham rejoiced that he was to see the time of my coming. He saw it and was glad. And John 8:58, I am telling you the truth, Jesus replied. Before Abraham, I am. From what we have just read, we can clearly ascertain from the damning admission of Jesus in John 8:56 that it was Jesus himself that appeared with the angel to blessed Abraham in Genesis 18:1-32 of video 4 of the last documentary, and clearly not the Lord as was falsely inscribed. However, it is the next explosive text of John 8:58 where Jesus spoke with strong conviction that captivates the imagination. "I am telling you the truth," Jesus replied. "Before Abraham was born, I am." When you focus on the last half of the above verse, it is clearly alluding to a time and place that is more ancient than the days of Abraham. And when we go in search of pre-Abrahamic days in our Bibles, we discover that the name of Enoch stands out only because he walked with God in Genesis 5:22. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And that God took him away in the vague text of Genesis 5:24. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. Which was later clarified as not seeing death in the epic text of Hebrews 11 verse 5. By faith Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. As originally attested to in the second book of the Forgotten Books of Eden, chapter 22, verses 8 and 9. When Enoch had ended his commandments to them, God transported him from the mountain to the land of life, to the mansions of the righteous and of the chosen, the abode of paradise, of joy, in light that reaches up to heaven, light that is outside the light of this world. For it is the light of God that fills the whole world, but which no place can contain. Thus, because Enoch was in the light of God, he found himself out of the reach of death until God would have him die. As was written in Secret Enoch, chapter 70, verses 1 to 3. And it came to pass after this that his name during his lifetime was raised aloft to that Son of Man and to the Lord of the Spirits from amongst those who dwell on the earth. And he was raised aloft on the chariots of the Spirit, and his name vanished among them. And testified by him in the following chapters of Secret Enoch 1, chapter 71, verses 1 to 11. And it came to pass this, that my spirit was translated, and it ascended into the heavens. And I saw the holy sons of God. They were stepping on flames of fire. Their garments were white, and their remnant, and their faces shone like snow. And I saw two streams of fire, and the light of that fire shone like hyacinth. And I fell on my face before the Lord of the Spirits. My dear brothers and sisters, the act of prostration to God in worship existed in the heavens way before the advent of Muhammad, as can be clearly ascertained from Revelation 7, verse 11. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God. As written long ago In Book of Enoch 1, chapter 58, verse 5. But when the time shall come, then shall the power, the punishment, and the judgment take place, which the Lord of Spirits has prepared for those who prostrate themselves to the judgment of righteousness, for those who abjure that judgment, and for those who take his name in vain. The above authentication that Enoch was a highly exalted prophet is further consolidated in the letters of the apostles. Jude 1 verse 14, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of the saints. And the Holy Quran, where he is known as Idris, in chapter 19, verses 56 and 57. And mentioned in the book, The Case of Idris, he was a man of truth and sincerity and the prophet, and we raised him to a lofty station. Having arrived at this conclusion, we were excited to discover that God had passed on to him some 366 books of Holy Scripture, as written in chapter 23 of Secret Book of Enoch 1. Of Enoch's writing, how he wrote his wonderful journeyings and the heavenly hosts, and himself wrote 366 books, two of which came to be known as the Book of Enoch and the Secret Books of Enoch. As we progress further in these videos, we will all come to the revelation that the truth of these books, along with the truth of the forgotten books of Eden, are the core foundation of the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim faiths we have in our world today, which tragically have been corrupted by the devil and his servants. As an extreme precaution, my dear brothers and sisters, it is imperative you fully comprehend that most of these writings and prophecies in these books have also been heavily tampered with. As we can derive from the explosive prophecy of the very last chapter of Secret Book of Enoch 1, which consolidates our agenda about the corruption of the true word of God in his scriptures. Book of Enoch 1, chapter 105, verses 22 to 23. Then I inquired of one of the holy angels who was with me and said, what is this splendid object? For it is not heaven, but a flame of fire alone which blazes. And in there is the clamor of exclamation, of woe, and of great suffering. He said, there into that place which you behold shall be thrust the spirits of sinners and blasphemers, of those who shall do evil, and who shall pervert all which God had spoken by the mouth of the prophets, all which they ought to do. The above damning prophecy by Enoch is echoed in the prophecy of Jeremiah 23 verse 36, which we covered in video 4 of last documentary. For you will no longer remember the oracle of the Lord, because every man's own word will become the oracle, and you have perverted the words of the living God, the Lord of hosts, our God. This is further supported in the testimonies of Jesus in chapter 17, Gospel of Barnabas. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, the scribes and doctors have made void the law of God with their false prophecies, contrary to the prophecies of the true prophets of God. Wherefore God is wroth with the house of Israel and with this faithless generation. In chapter 44, Barnabas then said to the disciples, clear is the deception of our doctors. Therefore tell us thou the truth, because we know that thou art sent from God. Then answered Jesus, verily I say unto you, that Satan ever seeketh to annul the laws of God, and therefore he with his followers, hypocrites and evildoers, the former with false doctrine, the latter with lewd living, today have contaminated almost all things, so that scarcely is the truth found. Woe to the hypocrites, for the praises of this world shall turn for them into insults and torments in hell. Chapter 189, Barnabas. And Jesus said to the scribe, the same scribe that followed Jesus in Matthew 8, verse 19. As God liveth, in whose presence my soul standeth, if the book of Moses with the book of our father David had not been corrupted by the human traditions of false Pharisees and doctors, God would have not given his word to me. And why I speak of the book of Moses and the book of David, every prophecy have they corrupted, in so much that today a thing is not sought because God hath commanded it. But men look whether the doctors say it, and the Pharisees observe it, as though God were in error and men could not err. This is further supported, my dear brothers and sisters, in the eight woes of the scribes and the Pharisees of Matthew 23, most notably those of verse 13. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you shut off the kingdom of heaven from people, for you do not enter in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. And verse 15, woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when you have succeeded, you make them twice as much a child of hell as you are. This is further testified to. The above corruption is further testified to in the damning testimony of 2 Peter 2 verses 1 to 3. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them the way of the truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. This is further testified to, my dear brothers and sisters, by Muhammad in Surah 2, verse 75. Do you covet the hope, O believers, that they would believe for you while a party of them used to hear the words of Allah and then distort the Torah after they had understood it while they were known? And Surah 2:79. So woe to those who write the scripture with their own hands, then say, this is from Allah, in order to exchange it for a small price. Woe to them, for their hands have written, and woe to them for what they earn. This dire message, my dear brothers and sisters, included a clear warning against the blind belief in the falsehood of most hadiths. In Surah 7, 185. Do they not look into the realm of the heavens and the earth and everything that Allah has created, and think that perhaps their appointed time has come near? So in what statement hereafter will they believe? And Surah 31, verse 6. And of the people is he who buys the amusement of speech, to mislead others from the way of Allah without knowledge, and who takes it in ridicule, those will have a humiliating punishment. my dear brothers and sisters, in benefit to those poor souls that are still blind in the belief of the hadith, we have taken it upon ourselves to use extracts from these hadiths to support the truth of the Quran, which we will be using in this presentation.
And that concludes part one of our video series. In our next video, entitled The Origin of the Prophets, we will unlock the truth that there indeed exists an elect race with Jesus way before the world was made, who are the original 144,000 righteous prophets of God who descended on our earth, not to mention the damning fact that it was prophesied way before our world came into existence, that our one true God will never forsake Jesus, and that he will enjoy a long life.